telling you to listen to The Juice Box every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. Don't miss the fun and excitement and the explosions.
She is just kidding. There will not be any explosions, but there will be some music, mustache madness.
Your mustache is crooked.
And so much more. So don't forget, The Juice Box every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. This is Aussie and Kay Sully signing out.
We'll see you later, Juice Box! Everyone wave goodbye to Juice Box! Literally wave! Do it!
Off.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It's a juice box, man!
It's not a tumor.
But there are other communists who don't show their real faces.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the second half of that word is dairy!
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own.
Stupid fat honey.
I just diagnosed you retarded.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
You're crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, guys, and welcome back. It is the Juice Box Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Is it 8:04?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. Oh wait. So due to last week's show, I had to fire Kay Sully. Not only did she show up almost an hour late to the show, but she walked in into the middle of a very important interview that I was having with Magdalena, Jacob, and Diallo. So naturally, I had to replace her with her baby sister. So with no further introduction, all the way from Massachusetts, it is Airzy.
Hello.
I have no idea. Okay, so how do you feel replacing your sister?
Pretty good.
Okay, well, I don't know. Her mic's not... Well, Kay Sully...
I am still
here, guys.
She's
still here, so I kind of lied about that.
Yeah. Disclaimer, everyone. I just want to say that I was meeting Wayne Friedman last week, so I wasn't just a no-show. If you don't know him, he is a world-famous TV broadcaster on the local channel for ABC News, and he was here to talk to my class. So it was very exciting.
So
but nothing compared.
Okay, nothing compared to having the juice box.
The juice box.
Yep. All right, sure, whatever. So Diallo and Jacob are gonna be with us again today in studio.
Hi.
All right. So thanks for your disclaimer, and I guess we're gonna go on a song break before we do the daily squeeze. This is Katy Perry with Hummingbird Heartbeat.
Oh God.
Hummingbird heartbeat, hey yeah. Hummingbird.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Juice Box with Aussie and Kay Sully. Just a reminder, you can call in anytime and voice your opinion. The phone number is 415-482-3587.
Kay Sully, you have to sing that now that we know that you can sing.
Okay, sing it with me.
Okay,
everyone.
Ready? Everybody, this is our debut of us singing it. Okay. Everybody sing along. Ready?
415-482-3587.
I didn't know the numbers. So.
It's right behind you. If you really wanted to know, you could easily see it, Diallo.
That's a stretch.
Okay.
All right.
So,
well,
again, call in. That's 415-482-3587.
Yes.
That's how I remember it now.
And now it is time for the Daily Squeeze.
Can you not snort into the mic?
Okay. Sorry, everyone. All right. So, first on the news today is that the Smithsonian Magazine, the issue coming out in May, there's an article describing the best 20 small towns in America. And the number one was released, and just a drum roll, please.
Okay, then.
So the best small town in America is Great Barrington, which is mine and DJ Airzy's hometown.
Oh, for those of you just joining in, Air Z is in studio with us all the way from Massachusetts. It is Kay Sully's little sister.
So
Air Z's mic wasn't working earlier. Do you want to give it a test try?
Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's still, I don't think it's working too well, but we'll try it again. Also, Brad and Angelina finally decided they're going to get engaged.
Engaged, but
engaged. I think it's going to be one of those forever engagements.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what are you guys laughing at? Do you think it's funny that people get engaged? I think it's romantic.
No, I thought they were already, like, married and everything.
No.
They have, like, bunch eight kids. Why are they not married?
Because
they are actually, it's really kind of a cool thing that they're not married. Because they are not going to get married until everyone on this planet can get married.
Wait,
so including, like...
No, well, not like that. They say it's, yeah, because when you say everybody on the planet, it's kind of confusing. Just like, it's just when everybody gets the right to get married.
Yeah.
So,
I see.
Yeah. So,
that's a good reason.
So. Yeah. Isn't it noble?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what is kind of bugging me is people are still comparing Jen to Angelina. You know what I mean? Like, they're comparing the rings that Brad gave Jen and the ones to Angelina. I mean, it's been over 10 years. Can we please get over this?
I just feel sorry for Jen.
I mean, they're still, like, sending, like, having magazine covers with saying, oh, Jen's jealous. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure she's not. I'm pretty sure she's over this by now.
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully she just laughs at it all.
I mean, they keep bringing it up, so.
It makes it hard to get
over
something.
Yeah, exactly. So, did you want to go over the sad? I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Okay, I will be the bearer of bad news. For some sad news, this is our first sad news segment.
No, I don't think so.
No? All right, well, anyways. Today, the legend Dick Clark passed away at age 82 from a massive heart attack. Most know him as bringing in the new year when you watch the ball drop. He did this from 1972 to 2004. And then picked it up again in 2006 with Ryan Seacrest. And up until this past year has been helping bringing in the new year.
Yeah, so. Well, I saw him last year on television. And you can tell he recently had a stroke. He was struggling throughout the whole event.
Even back in 2006, he was struggling with his speech.
Because
and getting
he's still recovering.
Out. Exactly.
But
yeah.
It was kind of sad to see it. Like, in a way, I was just thinking, just retire already. But
yeah.
Then again, the man's a legend. So, also in the news, I don't know how many of you guys have heard, but the Secret Service was accused of bringing Colombian escorts, I guess is what you can call them. And instead of checking out the hotel that the president was supposed to be staying in, they were just having a good time in his suite. So, one of the guys was actually fired for that, and the rest of them were put on, like, suspension. So, although the Secret Service investigation is leading to allegations of misconduct by its employees in Colombia, it's still in early stages and it's still going on, and the individuals, are separated from the agency right now. So I'm pretty sure most of these guys are going to get fired. But allegations from one of the escorts is one of the guys only offered her $30 for her services. Yeah, so I mean, that's just really mean.
Exactly. You'd think he would be making bank because he works in the Secret Service, right? Sure, yeah. Does. So, $30 for her services.
On top of the other embarrassment, now that's you know what? This embarrassment.
I kind of have a little pun. Somebody in the Secret Service obviously couldn't keep a secret. That's how they found out. No, I'm pretty sure it was one of the escorts that told.
Good
it was
probably there, Aussie.
It was probably the one that paid $30 that got paid $30.
Anyways, another news. Everyone remembers Jason Mraz for his song "I'm Yours," which was the longest running Billboard Hot 100 hit ever. And so now he is coming out with a new album called Love, and it's inspired by the song "I'm Yours" and all the songs on the album. And it's about loving one another and how you can show your love through actions and just the true meaning of love. And so it's happy.
That's really news, cheesy, too.
It's really cheesy. Yeah. I don't know how good the songs are going to be.
Yeah, probably not that great. But. So the summer, let's just change topics. So the Summer Olympics in London are exactly 100 days away.
From today.
So we actually have a friend going to London around that time. Mm-hmm. And he, of course, signed up to go watch the women's volleyball team.
Of course.
Of course.
The main attraction.
Yeah, it's our main man, David.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe he should call in.
No, he probably listening. Won't call in. So, yeah. So I think that's it in the news. Oh, this is our second to last show, guys. I know. It's depressing. Oh, that's another sad Snibbles. News, I guess.
This is just a sad show so far.
Oh my gosh. Can we'll we like it. Brighten it up? Yeah, Jacob, people can't see a smile. So we're going to go on another song break. I don't know. Do I want to play the song?
Play
it's
an
Lily
upbeat
Ellen.
Song.
Lily Ellen, not it. Fair. I guess it's a good transition into what we're going to talk about. So even though you guys don't listen to the songs and you guys like to chat in between breaks, I really encourage you guys to listen to this song.
Oh, he treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. That's just one thing. Oh,
play. I am a gentleman, did not pay forever, laugh every time, every bit, every time. And then you feed me some line. I won't hear one more word about changing, changing. Guess what? I am the same man.
Welcome back to the Juice Box. This is Aussie, and I am going to be introducing our new segment. I know that was a really bad way to come in, but so it's called What We Really Think. It's a time of reflection, you guys. So Diallo, Jacob, I brought you guys in here for a reason, obviously. Mm-hmm. So let's just stop beating around the bush. What do you guys think about pet names?
Pet names?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pet
like
names.
For yeah, each other if you're in a relationship.
Like when couples call each other things
bugaboo.
Like cupcake.
Or like, you know, just different things.
Or just weird things like
yeah,
snookums.
Like weird things.
This is a really weird one.
Like snookums, yeah.
I have never used pet names.
So you don't like them?
Yeah.
I think they're a little...
cheesy?
They just don't sound right.
Well, I mean, they're cute. Like toots. Like, hey, toots.
I don't know.
That just doesn't come out right.
Like, my mom used to call me, like, things like pumpkin and stuff, and I'd be like, Mom, I'm not a pumpkin.
So, you guys are so against pet names, super against pet names.
Not super against.
Have you ever had a pet name?
Mm-mm.
Not really.
The only thing I like to be called or call people is, like, babe. That's about as far as it goes.
That's as far as it
yeah.
goes.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
That's acceptable.
Like, when can you, like, how far into a relationship can you get into before you can, like, start the pet names? Would you say, like, 2 weeks into it?
It depends on the people, I guess. Some people just, like, jumping right into it a few days
later. It's uncomfortable, though, when you jump right into it like that, though.
Yeah, when you, like, first start texting someone and they automatically call you babe.
I think you have a story behind
this. I have a story, yeah. I have a personal story behind this.
They always lead into personal stories.
And a current story right now with a friend where she just met a guy and they exchanged numbers and right away he was like, all right, well, good night, babe.
Well, he's just like, creepy.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, is
that's
that creepy.
Creepy?
Okay.
Well, like, especially like when you're just talking to somebody as a friend, like texting them, and then out of nowhere they just go, "Oh wow, that sucks, babe," and you're just like, "Wait, back up."
I mean, that
like,
is where
did that come from? Wait, did that?
I've never experienced that.
You've never? Okay, you're not a girl. That's why the guy's usually the one who initiates it. I don't think girls are the ones that initiate the pet names.
No, actually, I think I gave. A first pet name once. Okay. We won't share it because I feel judgment here on the pet name situation.
Ooh, yeah. No, I've never been the first one to give a pet name.
All right.
I've always been given the pet name.
What pet names have you had?
Teddy bear. Teddy. Oh, yeah. Lame.
Lame.
Yeah. That I think.
Would he be like, hey, teddy bear, let's go to lunch?
No.
Like, you let
teddy.
Him call you that?
No, I didn't. I really did not like it.
But
at
how
all.
Do you turn down a pet
yeah,
name?
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
You could just
that.
Be like, call
Sorry,
me something else.
I don't. I'm not feeling that name.
For those of you just joining us, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the Juice Box with Diallo.
Jacob.
It's like you forgot and, his name.
And Kay Sully's little sister, Airzy.
Yay.
Yeah. So we finally got her mic working. Finally, thank goodness. She's been too quiet in that corner. So, I don't know. Like, I think it's cuter when girls give guys pet names than it is when guys give girls pet names.
It just depends on what the name is.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, if it's something outrageous, like that McDonald's commercial. When
I don't know which one you're talking about.
This guy and his girlfriend were eating lunch, and she busted out some ridiculous pet name, and he was like, "You too. Sweetie pie." Yeah, sweetie and a pie.
So it was,
I'm sure so you've seen
clever.
It.
I think I have.
One of my pet names is Katie Pie because of Cutie Pie. Like Katie Pie.
All right. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think this pet name's really cute, but it's just the person who gave it to me. I wish it wasn't that person.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, I really hope he's not listening. But I think Air Bear is a really nice pet name. I really like it. Secretly. Secretly. Yeah, it does. Because my name's Aaron and...
Whoa. Your disguise has been blown.
I'm just kidding. My name's Aussie.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
My name's Aussie and Aussie Bear is just the best name ever.
Aussie Bear is very cute.
Isn't it? It just flows so...
Anyways, nice I still up. Think Katie Kate or Katie.
Oh,
Katie Pie.
Yeah. So the only two shows left, we're just breaking all the rules, aren't we?
That's okay.
Okay, guys. Right, ready?
Topic.
Write down my address. Here it is.
Just kidding. Oh,
guys, that's a joke. Moving on. So, when is it acceptable in a relation, like in a serious relationship, to like start building standards, or do you just like go into like a relationship with standards?
Everyone has their own standards.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
But I think they're beforehand. Like I wouldn't make new standards up. Like
once you started dating, you wouldn't make new standards. No. I think I do that.
Well,
yeah, girls make new standards.
That's they always do.
It's like now that. We're officially together. There's so many more commitments, and you have to do this and this and this.
Yeah, that's well. Do you think it's okay? I think Aussie, you had an example with this. Like, you pick a guy, and then you start dating him, and then eventually just mold him into what you want.
Yeah, you kind of just
and
start,
you change him little by little.
That's manipulative.
Yeah,
that does sound really.
Some
inception.
Girls do that.
That
guys.
Sounds really bad, doesn't it? But yeah, I do that. I really do. Oh, I think I've like gutted out who they really are and just created them into who I want them to be.
That's horrible.
They're like a robot then.
Yeah.
But they're
Why
what
not
you
date
want.
A robot?
But they're what you want. They're perfect.
Why not find someone you want from the get-go?
Yeah. So that's what I'm working on.
Oh,
so
and then
I'm
working it goes, exactly, how many standards or requirements do you think you should have in someone? Because like, I think Aussie and I have listed our requirements
the thing
on the
is,
last
about
show
my
should be too
is
much
there no Aussie standards Aussie I'm defending standards. Myself Aussie standards they're moldable they're moldable you're not me Diallo you're not me
I don't think they're moldable
so are you gonna find a guy and say okay you have to be a firefighter you can't
baseball
like
player.
Anyone but the Dodgers you have to play all of these sports
that's like a set like
and grow a few inches.
Oh, and also don't forget, study on this math and this science here.
Yeah. What if some guy you really like has all the other credentials, but he just loves writing and he's really bad at math?
That's fine. It's multiple. I'm not so picky. But my problem with that is I really, like, once I start to date a guy, I pick out stuff that starts to annoy me. Like, I didn't know I hate sensitive guys. I didn't know that until I dated a sensitive guy, and then that's what was his downfall. I didn't know it. That's why I started to, like, weed out all the things I didn't like about him, because we were just spending too much time together. Yeah, God, worst relationship ever. Never wanted to live again.
Reliving that. But, I mean, what about when you first meet someone and, like... What, like, does it stop you being so picky? You know what I mean, Aussie? Where this guy starts liking you, but you're not sure if you like him. Should you just be open-minded?
Okay, then. I see where you're going with this. I would say to be open-minded and consider who it is, but then remember.
Then just destroy them.
Then remember what you have to do. I mean, that's what I would say. What? Do you guys like think I'm evil and a terrible person for doing that?
I was just about to say the word evil.
Well, it's not. Do you guys ever change a girl?
Change a girl?
Yeah.
Not as far as I know, I haven't.
Yeah, you probably have. You probably have. You just haven't noticed it. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like, once you start dating her, just be like, oh, you know what? Like, you look really nice in this color. Or you should really wear your hair like this. Or, hey, you know what? You should listen to this band. They're really good. You know, just like little things like that. And
I
then
think if I do change them, it's not like I'm not aware of it. Like, it's
or yeah,
I don't think anyone is. Yeah. I don't think anyone's like fully aware of what they're doing. So
we're all dumb.
Do you think friends have too much of an impact on an opinion? Like on a friend's opinion?
You mean in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. We're so manipulative.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to evaluate that yes, Jacob?
Well, in high school, one of the...
Diala, stop messing with that mosquito.
It's
pretty big.
Everybody in the studio is trying to like not point out the elephant in the room.
Yeah, I was swinging at it earlier. But in high school, I had this relationship, and it was really annoying because I feel like it was never a conversation between me and her. It was like me, her, and her friends.
Yeah, but you have to know, like, the friend knows more about the relationship than you do. Like, probably.
What?
I'm in the relationship.
No, the friend always knows more about the relationship than you do.
And the friends always know one side of the story.
Yeah. And they never, like...
Yeah, yeah, they do.
Sorry, you only heard this bad thing I did. You haven't heard all the other good things I've done. So I just seem like a really bad person to you because you haven't heard both sides of the story.
And girls have a tendency to, like, gang up on guys when they don't know, like, his side. They just take their girl side, like, automatically. And it's always like, I find like if I'm arguing with someone I like, then it's like three other girls and her friends like get in
that are mad at
it's
you
like,
too.
Who are you? Yeah. I've never talked to you in my life. Like,
well, girls always have to defend their girls, right? Like guys defend their... Wait, do guys really have an input on
do guys their even care like what girl
their about their friend's dating? Relationship?
Or?
No, not really.
Not for the most part, no. But like, I mean, if it's really... a bad relationship, I'm sure sometimes guys will step in and be like, I don't think you should date her, but I don't know, I don't think it's like that big of an impact.
You guys really don't? Wow, that's actually pretty eye-opening.
That is.
I mean, it's up to your friend. Yeah, I don't want to be like, control hey man, you shouldn't date her.
Well,
she's bad.
I mean,
if he likes her, he likes her. So
exactly.
I mean, but you have to understand, we actually go to our friends for advice. So
I do too. But
they're gonna give us advice, right?
Do you guys ask each other like, "Hey, should I date her?" Or no?
I don't.
Do you just kind of like make up your own mind?
I mean, I'll tell them about like, I'll tell them if I might date her, but I don't let their opinion of it like
effect.
Why would we need to ask for permission?
It's like, can I date her please?
I feel like girls ask for permission.
Definitely.
That's weird.
I think it's like
I kind of see that like now this. Like kind of getting the approval, like going, oh look, here he is, do you think he's cute? He's cute, right? You think he's cute and he's nice, huh?
Yeah, that's true,
he's nice, right? Because I mean, there's been several occasions where I've thought a guy was cute and I've later asked my friends and they just go, well, he's not my type. And then later on, they'll flat out tell me, Aaron, he was ugly. And I was like, you know what? I see that now. You're right. I should have listened to you from the beginning.
But that, I mean, if you broke up with him at some point, clearly your opinion is going to change. Like, when you first meet someone, you could be really infatuated and be like, wow, look at him.
Infatuated?
He's really cool. Yeah.
Okay.
That's an accurate word.
Go ahead. No, he said infatuated.
I said infatuated.
Okay, English major. Call major.
But then if something bad goes down and you just get a really negative view of them, you won't find them as attractive anymore because you're not distracted by all the good things you see. It'll just be bad. You'll be like,
that's
wow,
what I kind
of
mean
ugly.
By like setting standards throughout the relationship. You kind of start to get over that little, oh, he's cute thing and start to figure out more about their personality and then decide you hate them.
I feel like friends sometimes, like, I remember in high school I was talking to this one girl and my friends would just like make fun of me for it all the time. Like, I don't know why. They would just tease me about it like all the time and I couldn't get away from it. And then eventually, like, I started hating the girl and I started being like really mean to her. Because like if we were flirting in class or whatever, I'd look up all of a sudden and there's like 10 guys laughing at me. And I was, and then after a while, they just like completely like changed how I saw her. So I usually prefer not for my guy friends to like tell me what they think of the girl.
Then don't say that girls have too much of an impact on a relationship, because obviously guys do too.
But they tend to do it less. That was like one time.
That was the only exception.
That was one time in high school.
Yeah.
It's a high school thing. Okay. So I guess what is that? Are we at the moral of the story? No, we're not. I want to know.
No.
Do guys give other guys compliments?
What?
What do you, what?
Like.
No. What do you mean, about features?
You look so good in those jeans. You should wear those more often.
That doesn't happen.
That's exactly what I meant. That's exactly what I meant. Do you really say that?
Only girls, I mean, do that.
I really like your hair.
I'll be like nice shoes at the most. Like those shoes are cool. That's it.
Shoes.
Shoes are cool.
Maybe shoes, a hoodie, but like no. I'm not gonna be like, you look nice today. You know? It really brings out your eyes. No.
Why not?
It's weird.
No, that's, well, why? Okay. You guys would probably say like no homo, right? Like you guys
I don't.
Why though? Like, I mean, girls are able to give other girls compliments. Why can't guys be nice and compliment each other?
It's like women law and there's man law. It's just different personalities.
Girls, but even like compliment on each other's bodies. Like, wow, yeah, you have like, a really good body.
Oh my gosh, look at that booty. It is just spanking. It is spanking. Like,
why guys don't do that?
You will never hear that from a guy.
No.
Wait, they kind of do similarly. Like, whoa, bro, you've been working out. Look at your muscles. They're looking awesome.
I haven't heard that.
No one would say, oh, bro.
Where do you get this
look
from?
Those muscles right there. We'll just say,
we overhear it in the cafeteria. Like,
yeah, we hear this you, over the cafeteria.
You'll acknowledge that one of your friends is muscular, but you won't be like, oh, man.
Can I hang off your arm like a monkey?
Like a kid.
You guys don't do that? Okay, then.
I did that when I was younger.
To my big brother, but that's, I don't know. I feel like that's normal.
Okay, then. So you guys don't compliment each other on anything besides shoes. Girls compliment each other on shoes.
Yeah.
Hey, I like your sparkly girl, new flats.
Girl compliments are hard to tell if they're genuine, though.
No, yeah, they really are. They really are. That's why you have to be careful with them. Mm-hmm. Because they even do that with guys. Like, oh, wow, that haircut looks really good.
Why did they say that? I don't. That's so backwards.
Girls compliment guys all the time.
No, I know, but
doing
you just
the fake compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's the point of a fake compliment?
It kind of brings attention to the thing, even though, like, you might hate it. Like, Kay Sully, that purple shirt looks really good with yellow. I'm just letting you know those. Jamie. Both of those colors just...
I don't know. They're complementary colors.
They look so good together. They look really good together. I guess if you like the Lakers. There we go. Backhanded compliment. There it is.
Mm. Yeah, those don't work.
Yeah, I know.
Do you not like the Lakers?
I'm the queen at... Nope.
Why?
I do not like the Lakers, and I'm a girl from L.A.
Who do you like?
I don't like basketball.
The Celtics.
Oh.
She likes the Celtics.
Well, so you don't like basketball, not you don't like the Lakers.
I don't like the Lakers, though.
Why?
If I had to choose a team in the NBA, it would be any team besides the Lakers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there a reason or you just don't like them?
Because I'm kind of a daddy's girl. And when I was growing up, basketball is the only thing he ever loved more than me. Jeez. And the truth comes out.
Not even her younger brother.
So not even my younger brother. But so, yeah, that's why I don't like the Lakers or basketball.
Just you were around it too much?
I guess. So this is the Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu. For people just tuning in, I have to keep reminding them, Kay Sully. Yes. They don't know what's going on. We're talking to Jacob and Diallo about life, and Airzy's in here as well. Airzy. So far, we've broken every book rule in the book. No.
I think
two of them.
We've concluded that guys don't like pet names and that they can't compliment each other.
But I mean, come on, guys, you guys need to get over this. You guys need to be able to compliment.
Why
each other.
Is it a problem?
It would be so weird if everyone just walked around. Oh, you look so good today. You too,
but
bro.
But think of like the happiness it would spread.
It would make it
make
like
me uncomfortable.
Okay, think about how happy it would be if he complimented you. Would you really think it was weird? Or man, like
I wouldn't be happy. I'd be like, thanks. I guess.
No, you would be like, oh wow, this sweater must really look nice on me then, because Diallo complimented me on it.
I mean, if I look nice in something, I would hope. A girl would compliment me.
Yeah, I'd rather have a girl compliment.
My guy friends did.
Dang.
I think your challenge for tomorrow is to compliment a guy.
Yes, that is
one
your challenge.
Guy besides a shoe.
Is this required?
Yes.
Yeah, it's required.
Challenge. We'll check up on you tomorrow night.
All right.
So, yeah, you guys need to learn how to give out compliments. Wait, do you guys compliment girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how?
Like if she's wearing a nice outfit, yeah. I'll say, oh, nice attire today.
Oh, wait. I think I forgot.
That's actually the word I use.
I think you like the shirt. You always tell me, hey, Aaron. Hey, Aussie. I like that shirt.
Yeah. Or like your little what bracelet. Your purple and green bracelet.
Oh, my anklet. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, see?
Yes.
Yes.
When guys give me compliments, it just makes me feel 20 times better than if Kay Sully were to compliment me. Because I mean, girls just compliment all the time, and guys rarely do
it. Girls just do it to do it.
Yeah, so it means a lot more. Like, it kind of gets to the point where it's a competition. Like, hey, I like your shirt. Thanks, I like your shoes.
Or
I like your hair.
They give you a compliment, you have to give them one back.
I hear
back.
That all the time, and it's like, I don't think you would have said that if they hadn't said it. It's just a response.
No, sometimes it's like
you just
automatically like
say whatever
battle.
You see first. I think.
It's because girls go fishing for compliments. They'll be like, do I look good in this? Like, we can't say no because that's just rude.
Well,
so everyone's always like, yeah, you look great. Even though it could be the worst outfit.
But no. I think
Aussie's pretty straightforward. Like, I don't like that outfit
today. She's told
you.
I haven't told.
That does sound like Aussie.
I'm straightforward with everybody. I'm just blunt.
It's a good way to be.
It is a good way to be. What, you want me to play games? I'll play games then.
Don't.
Yeah, I'll be one of those game players. Get into your mind.
That's annoying.
All right, so I just kind of realized we need to go on a song break because it's been quite a while. So we're going to play something super mainstream. Yeah,
mainstream?
I know.
Mainstream.
Besides Katy Perry.
Besides Katy Perry. So this is Good Girls Gone Bad with Cobra Starship.
Little girl, just take a bite. Let me shake up your world. 'Cause just one night couldn't be so wrong. I'm gonna make you lose control. She was so shy. Till I drove her wild. I'll make some good girls go bad. I'll make some good girls go bad. You were hanging in the corner with your five best friends. You heard that I was trouble, but you got in the stairs. I'll make some good girls go bad. I'll make some good girls go. Girls go.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to The Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu with Aussie and Kay Sully. Also joining us in studio, we have Diallo, Jacob, and Kay Sully's little sister, Erzy. So, we want to do this new segment. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word, but our moan and something.
Like stitch and moan, I guess.
Stitch and moan? Okay, then. So we'll call it the stitch and moan segment.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I don't know. Something that really bugs me is allergy season. What, you think it's just allergy season in general? I hate it when people like sniffle and like, you know.
Oh, I remember I was doing that.
And then they
class.
Have, yeah. And
I gave she you, probably was annoyed
I gave
with you.
I gave you like the death stare.
But what are you supposed to do? You if you don't sniffle,
leave
then
the room and blow your nose.
Don't you not like?
I don't
want to
hear
nose?
You play with it. Leave the room and blow your nose. I'm serious.
I'm not gonna leave the room every time I have to blow my nose. It's not gonna happen.
Well, I don't know. I just hate the noise of it, and it just like makes me cringe every time I hear it. Another thing that really bugs me. Guys who don't call. Yeah.
Guys who don't call?
Yeah, guys who don't call.
I never call.
Yeah.
I rarely call.
Yeah, like this.
That's what we've come to the conclusion that guys just don't like phone calls.
Yeah, do they really like texting? Phone conversations over texting?
Or just in person.
Wait, really? Would you guys like choose texting over phone? Yes. Like talking on the phone? Why? Like,
because then I can do other things.
What if she tells you to call her?
Then I'll call, but not stay on the phone for hours.
What if she adds, call me when you get the chance?
Oh.
Then that chance won't come.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. I normally don't call.
Like, this is actually a pretty high poll. Like, yeah. I've heard that a lot.
A lot of
but
people are
why?
Saying that.
Yeah, but why? Well, like, it's
not a phone person.
So what? You just, like, wait a few weeks and then text and just go, oh, hey, I was just busy?
Why would we wait a few weeks?
I don't know. Well, not weeks, like days. Days. Sorry. It hasn't been weeks.
Just lie. Yeah. Say you're busy and you can't talk on the phone.
I'll say I'm out of minutes.
Oh, my God. <excuse. laughs>
So awful.
So deceiving. All right.
Another thing is that this is we're going to say it and hopefully someone will hear it and change it on campus. But I believe that there should be an ATM machine on campus.
That would be great.
That would.
So we can, like take out money.
The thing is, like,
there should be a lot of things on this campus.
Well, yeah. Did you want to add to the stitch and moan segment?
Let's see. There should be more than one little tiny cafe that closes at 10.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly
open on weekends.
Yeah, what is that?
Most.
The gym is closes at like 5.
On weekends.
Awesome. That are, I think the mailroom should be able to sell stamps.
Yeah, what
so
is
we
that?
Don't have to walk What's all the way
to the post office.
And it's so
well,
far.
I'm pretty sure we could all complain that freshmen don't get cars, so that's super annoying.
And there's open parking spaces that we
everywhere,
can't use.
Everywhere, I know, exactly.
So what's the point? There's no freedom here.
Also, Kay Sully and I are environmentalists, and we believe there should be a compost.
And lately in the lunch, they have been calculating how much waste we have, but
I'm pretty
know.
Sure that could be minimized if we had a compost.
The compost would be so much better. Although I've talked to someone who works in the cafeteria and there's certain chemicals that they put in the food that makes it not be able to
not
compost.
Good.
Yeah, where the soil wouldn't that is made from the compost wouldn't even be able to be used.
Some people don't even know what compost is. Like I was listening this girl from like LA, I think it was LA. She said she'd never heard of the idea or concept.
It's because
of compost.
People from LA aren't really good with recycling and etc.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm from there, so I can say that, I guess. Yeah. So I guess that is the conclusion of
our stitch and moan.
So we're gonna go on a quick break.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe you'd see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool. And I'm loving somebody, don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? I sing your songs, I dance your dance, I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth ever having you. Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool.
not my scene. Want this plot to twist, I've had enough mystery. Keep building it up, but then you're shooting me down. But I'm already down, just wait a minute. Just sit and wait it. Just wait. If I was in your position, I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you. And if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel. Cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I
And this is the Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu. Just to remind you guys, the San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics Job Fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street, San Rafael. Come on out between 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics baseball family for the 2012 season. Do the wave and we'll see you there. Yeah. So, lastly, we're going to be having our amazing and fantastic
the True American segment. Man punching their kids in the face.
Like a leprechaun to me. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
I was putting one more tap of coffee in my coffee cup, and out of the corner of my eyes, I saw two guys come in, and I'm like, oh, why did I need coffee now?
I say that I am innocent of those charges.
Innocent, completely innocent, and falsely accused in every aspect?
Well, I could say that, you know, I have done some of those things.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell!
So today's True American is a 49-year-old Oregon man who became so fed up with the airport screening that he stripped naked at the Portland International Airport checkpoint. So, yeah. So that's just how Americans do it.
They get so fed up, they just take their clothes off.
When we see a cause, we just love to strip. So, unfortunately, he was arrested on suspicion of disorderly conduct and indecent exposure and later released. Yeah. I think there's decent exposure. I don't know. What would you consider decent exposure?
I guess that's if, like, your dress.
No, I don't know. So, like, apparently he was, like, in a robe. He was in a robe and he just, like, took it off. Yeah. But the thing is, he's a 49-year-old man. I don't know how many people want to see a naked 49-year-old man. It probably wasn't really attractive to see.
Must have been like a long plane ride after seeing that.
Yeah. So
but it just stuck in your mind.
So unfortunately, he missed his flight down here to San Jose, California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was coming to visit us, guys. So that was our True American of the Week. Thanks for joining in on the Juice Box. You will be listening to DJ Lucky next on Loose Lips.
I'm running away.
Right, and where are you going?
America.
Why do you want to go there?
I know it's had a bad press recently, but it's the place that's taken my fancy.
Will you be gone for long?
Forever.